joined by the head coach of the Rutgers baseball team, Joe Letterio. Joe, thanks for joining us. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Nice to see
you once
again. Right.
And you know what? As a coach, what do you see out of this atmosphere in terms of this game tonight? Have you been here a while today, I imagine?
Yeah, we actually had practice this morning. Here about 9:30 this
Did
morning.
Really?
Yeah, and there was already the tent set up, guys. You know, I drove around Bush campus just to check it out, and they were already playing the hacky sack and doing all the other stuff already 9 o'clock in the morning.
What are you practicing in September?
It's fall baseball.
It's fall baseball.
Fall baseball, yes. But the atmosphere is great. It's a great day for football with the weather and everything else.
Coach, you follow you know, one of my favorite men of all time, coaches, and that's the legend, Fred Hill, Senior, Moose.
Right.
And you got to feel pretty special that he kind of prepared you for this.
Yeah, you know, going through my career, just speaking with him, and I actually worked for him back in '94 and played for him in the early late '80s. Just to be able to have this opportunity is something special.
He was a guy, obviously, who coached football and coached baseball, coached at Montclair football.
Right.
What are the things that you got from Moose? What were the things that you learned from him?
He's an old-school football, baseball kind of guy. He'd take the athlete and turn him into a good baseball player. That was his philosophy. Well, you know, give me an athlete, and I'll make him play baseball. You know, he did that for all of us when we played, and I think it's just what he instills in his work ethic. You know, he gets it through his players, and we go as hard as we can for him. And that's kind of the same way that we'll go about our business.
And he was recently elected to the American Baseball Coaches Hall of Fame, and he'll be recognized at halftime of the game here against Wisconsin on November 1st.
Yeah, right. We're setting up a tent early on for all the Rutgers alumni of baseball to come by and say hello. And, you know, if we get him into the game, we'll bring him out halftime too. But it's a great honor. And the Hall of Fame, you know, that's something that he deserved a while back. And I'm glad to finally say he's getting in and this January.
Did so many baseball games when I was in college and student radio, and I loved it. Baseball has always been, I love football, but baseball has always been my first love, and you know, kind of the same thing as a broadcaster too. I think it's a tremendous game. And it's funny, we were talking earlier today about high school football, and a half times too long, and they want to speed it up, and some of what the minor leagues are trying to do to speed up baseball. It's a game that I don't feel like needs to be sped up. I know the major leagues sometimes they take long with commercials and all that kind of thing, but you know, I like the pace of it. And then all of a sudden the intensity can be up to here in just a matter of moments.
Yeah, that baseball is, if you don't watch it enough or you're not involved in it, it does take a long time. But once you're in it, it goes by quick.
It's not a game where people joke about the NBA just going to turn on the last 5 minutes of a game.
Right.
And
right.
You can see it's not a game to me where I can jump in the seventh inning and watch it. You've got to have seen whatever else has gone on to really appreciate it.
There's so much going on in between the lines, you know, strategies and what should we do here, what should we do here, how many pitches is that. You can't just focus on those last three innings. It's something that you have to see what's going through.
Can we talk about more about your team and more about baseball after the break with him?
I was going to ask him after the break. We're going to talk about his team, exactly.
Okay, all right, very good. We're both on the same. See, like Tom and I have been doing the Football USA for 11 years together. We're starting to finish each other's sentences.
Let's get back to the baseball team.
Let's
do
that.
I got two questions for you, Coach. First, every year I'd ask Moose, Fred Hill Sr., Coach, how's the team look? And he'd say, we'll be all right if we get some pitching. Do you have some pitching?
We have pitching. Last year going in, we didn't know if we had any pitching. This year coming back, we had a pretty good year with the young staff. So we look for better things from these guys, and we got obviously some new freshmen on the mound. So we have pitching.
I don't know, obviously, much about recruiting, but I got to believe if you took some of the video of Todd Frazier in a home run derby, that's all you need to do.
That's
you
right.
You just show that to recruits.
You know, Todd said he was trying to win the home run derby with the least amount of home runs. Yeah, he had that one home run, got to the finals, and that's what he was trying to stick with.
What a great ambassador for Rutgers.
He is. He's done everything that, you know, you can ask for.
And he's not the only one you got in the big still.
Right. David DeJesus, you know, with the Tampa Bay, is still doing it.
He was here when I was here.
Right, 98.
Yeah, 98. Tremendous. I graduated in 2000. I don't care. I'll date myself. Go ahead. I'm not as old as you, Fooch.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, but, you know, so you mentioned fall practice started. So you do have games that you play, fall ball.
Fall ball. Yeah, we don't go any outside competition, but we play inter squats. I'll split up the team into two teams, and we'll go at it for a day, probably three times a week. But other than that, we're getting the new guys into the system, learning the program, and doing that.
What is Big Ten baseball like? Because the Big East was a little bit spread out, but again, you're in a conference with a lot of northern teams. And I remember Fred Hill, and do you still do this? You take the trips down south early in the season,
right,
play the
Florida,
Miamis or Dukes or North Carolinas,
sure,
on the road, some teams down there. And it was always a tough stretch, and then you come back here and really heat up as the weather got warmer up here. Same kind of thing?
Same thing. We'll open up against Miami this year, then we'll go to Tennessee. We'll stay out. We'll go to Virginia, Indiana State, and I'm forgetting one. But we'll go south to play early on, and then we'll start to hit into the Big Ten. And we're going to be one of the southern schools now in the Big Ten.
I was going to say, you're probably going to be one of the better weather schools,
right,
in that early spring. I mean, probably then Nebraska and
Maryland.
Minnesota.
Right, right.
Maryland.
Us in Maryland will be the southern schools.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit of a flip, but I don't know how much sunshine we'll get in
advantage,
March.
But that's, I tell you what, what is it? It's not still called Class of 53, is it?
Ron Baton Field.
Right? Oh, Baton Field.
Yep.
That's the windiest. That part of Livingston camp has got to be the windiest spot on earth.
We were in a squad in today, and the wind was blowing straight in from left field, and you couldn't get a ball past shortstop in the air.
So is your philosophy a little bit like Moose's, or do you have a different one as far as, do you like to play small ball, or are you depending on that three-run homer?
No, I'm small ball. I'm hit and run. Preach aggressiveness. I'm an old Moose. Moose, back when I played, he'd get on you, he'd kick you, and he'd make sure that you we're being aggressive. That's what I've learned from him, and that's the way we're going about it. We're not going to wait for the three-run homer.
Those are fundamentals,
right.
And that's why, it's a lot like what Greg Schiano did when he was here, and what Kyle Flood does now, and what Kyle Flood did with a guy like an Anthony Davis on the offensive line, is the fundamentals. And you got an athlete, and you got a guy who can play at the next level.
If you teach them the right way and the right way to go about their business, then the game comes easy. And that's what he told us. And he put us in position to win every time we got out. So that's what I plan on continuing to do.
Is the baseball still at a high level on a high school level in New Jersey, or do you need to go to other parts now to get players?
There is a lot of talent in New Jersey. That there's so much talent in New Jersey that the schools come here. That the colleges come to our state.
Just like in football.
Just like in football, try to grab us out because we're tough. Jersey guys are tough, and they want that attitude, and they want to bring it south with them. My job is to keep them here.
This is always a coach's chance to get some pub for his kids. So tell us, who are the names? Who do we look out for in Rutgers baseball? Who's the next Todd Frazier, David DeHazel?
We have a lot. We have a young, we finished up 30-25 last year with a very young team.
Finished up hot, too.
Yeah. Mike Card was one of those guys that played real well last year, had a great summer. He's already been invited to the Cape next summer, so he's a kid to look out for. There's a lot to mention. Christian Campbell at short. Shortstop, Vinny Zerillo, left field. And on the mound, there's too many to mention, but we have a lot of talent. It's young, but it's a lot of talent.
You had some really good rivalries, Seton Hall's, the St. John's.
Right.
What do you now see as the rivalries in the Big Ten?
I think Penn State. That's going to be one. Maryland's going to be one, and I'm hoping over time, Nebraska and Indiana are two of the top two in baseball. So that's something that hopefully we look to shoot for. And we'll continue to play Seton Hall and St. John's on the midweeks.
Okay. Thanks for joining us, and good luck in fall ball, and good luck in the season.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, Joe Lettieri, the Rutgers baseball coach, here on the Rutgers football tailgate party at 6:15.